Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. You know, I'm going to have to make a stop today on the way home.
Oh, why is that?
Okay? Because, well, I need to probably go get some formal attire for tonight.
Ooh,
maybe a new attire. Top hat.
Oh, you're gonna need that.
Maybe a new monocle. Because you got your one. We were gentlemanly to the Tampa Bay Lightning and their dumb fans. You know, we let them get one. You know, have a little bit of pride in themselves. Let old Stamkos, you know, feel like he's still got something left in the tank. But tonight, dude, it's a Panthers soiree.
Yeah.
Gentlemen sweep coming tonight. Cats in five.
That's right.
That gets going tonight. You, of course, will be able to hear that on AM 790. 7 o'clock puck drop from the Cats Barn, Amerant Bank Arena.
Why don't you remind us what happened to your last top hat?
Well,
you know.
Dude.
Trying to
he
do a thing.
Like, I was he looked to... like a musician. I mean, he looked like.
I was like, trying to do a thing. I was trying to do, you know, trying to bring
like
good.
He was going to pull a rabbit out of the hat of fire.
I was trying to do a bit where I was not going to allow the Denver Nuggets to gentlemen sweep the Heat.
It
so
was a
I
good
burned
bit.
The top hats.
Yeah.
It didn't work out because Jokic.
No, but you had me pumped up for about 6 hours.
Thank you.
Ooh, I was ready to go.
You were ready to go, dude. Ready to go.
Did not work out, though.
Didn't work out for us. By the way, the Miami Heat still have not won a playoff game.
Wow.
A playoff game at home since game three of the Eastern Conference Finals. So
get another hat, baby. Let's burn
get
another
that
one.
Going tonight. Need to get it going. But getting back to the Cats, this is really cool news. In addition to the game tonight and top hats and monocles, Sergei Bobrovsky. He has been named a Vezina Trophy finalist for the third time in his career.
He won it once, right?
Twice. He's won it twice. So he could go up with the likes of Patrick Waugh, Leroy, of three-time winners of all time. Now, the most ever was some dude named Jacques Plante. But it doesn't count because that was in the 50s. He won it 7 times.
Was he the only goalie?
I don't know.
What's his name again?
How many championships did they win with that goalie?
Jean Blondé.
The Canadiens. I mean, I imagine a lot. I think the Canadiens had like more Stanley Cups than anybody.
That's what I hate, though, dude. You start seeing records, and you're like, oh,
the
Bob
Cousy. The Canadiens
are
the Yankees of baseball?
Yes. Yes. Dominic Hasek won it 6 times, of course.
Ooh,
in the...
I know that name.
He's like, oh, I know that. That's a hockey
I even know how to spell it. Hasek.
Yes. Whoa, yes. Nailed it, Leroy. You know goalies.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I heard that. I know that name.
Mm.
Hey.
Pretty good.
Ken Dryden, also for the Canadiens back in the 70s. He won it 5 times.
So they got what? Like
a lot of compilers.
Just with those two guys, 12 of them.
So really, Bob winning in a 30-team era, that's like winning 6 Veznas if he wins his third.
What is your logic in life, dude?
No, that's
stop.
That's right, though. That's right.
No more competition.
Modern era.
Hold on.
Doing the math now.
Marcos, stop it. You ain't doing no damn math. I'm doing the math.
No, hold on.
Martin Brodeur won it 4 times.
Yeah. Know that one.
Yeah. I think he's right.
Thank you.
I got three on the count.
Anyway, Sergey, the last 2 times he was a finalist, he did win it. So this is his third time being a finalist.
I mean, he's been awesome this year.
I think he's going up against who's he going up against?
I tell you what, that save he got.
He got to be going against the goalie from Tampa.
No. He's going up against the goalie from Vancouver.
Huh.
Ooh.
And he's going up against the goalie from Winnipeg.
Oh, wow. Man.
Piss off the Canadians if Bob wins it.
Hmm.
Wow. All right. There's a lot. I mean, they're both in the playoffs, but there's, I mean, man, I think there's a lot of goalies out there that are better than them two, right?
I have no idea, dude. If you ask me to rank goalies, it's me, it's us, it's Drieger Beaver, and it's
Roberto Luongo.
You got to know the one from
Roberto
Tampa.
Luongo and Vasilevsky, who
Vasilevsky. You got to know that name.
Hopefully they can slay the dragon, Alex Lyon, wherever he is now.
The kid from Mighty Ducks, he was good.
Goldberg.
He was good.
Yeah, Goldberg.
You can't. Why?
He was good.
Listen, wait. We barely know hockey. Right?
Yeah.
And you guys got to do this. Right? Favorite hockeys of all time, Goldberg.
Yeah, like, he was good, dude. He stood on his head.
I think it was a slight upset that I got Hasek right.
Well,
that was amazing, actually. That has to do something with Cleveland. I don't know how yet.
No. But... No, Cleveland doesn't have a hockey team.
I don't know. Somehow, some way.
All right. So here's the comparing. All right. We're going to decide this immediately.
All right.
So Bob.
Yep.
Yep.
36-17-4, 2.37 goals averaged against, 915 save percentage, 6 shutouts in 58 games. Okay?
I like that.
That's good.
Thatcher
good.
Demko.
What is that?
From the Vancouver Canucks.
Suck. Oh, these numbers are going to be great. I can already tell by your tone.
35-14-2.
Oh,
so
look
fewer
at that.
Wins.
Fewer wins.
Fewer wins.
Sure. Yep.
A 2.45 goals against average.
Higher goal for higher goal average. How many shutouts?
5 shutouts.
Only 5?
Not 6.
Only 5?
Not 6.
Got him.
Come on, baby.
More wins.
Let's go.
More with a goal slight average. More
9-18 save percentage, dude.
What is it?
Yeah, that's whatever. Garbage. Come on.
Is 9-18?
Yeah.
What was Bob's
9-17?
9-15.
So that's 6 shutouts, though.
Yeah, it's great.
And then... I don't know how to say this guy's name from Winnipeg.
Goldberg.
Connor Hellebuyck.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I said that right.
Connor Hellebuyck.
37-19-4. So he got one more win than Bob. More losses, though.
Hellebuyck.
More losses.
More losses.
2.39 goals average against. That's more.
That's more.
That's more.
That's
does have more. A better save percentage. 9-2-1?
What do you mean by that?
But only 5 shutouts, dude.
Only five.
Bob's got
shutouts.
6.
More shutouts.
He's got Michael Jordan, dude. He got 6 shutouts this year.
You know what's crazy?
Bam.
All those numbers are pretty damn close.
Very close.
Yeah, they're good.
That's about
as good of a goalie you could be. Like, those are going to be your numbers every year.
Kyle says it's pronounced Hellebuyck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Connor. He can, in the words of Schmeath and Schmolnick, he can go to Hellebuyck.
Okay.
That's Bob's trophy, dude.
That's where Dame Lillard lives right now. Hellebuyck. No? Okay, I'll see myself out.
-1.
That's fair.
7 o'clock puck drop tonight for your Florida Panthers. Game 5 as they try and close out the Tampa Bay Lightning. They lost on Saturday night. Bad Saturday night for the Cats. Woo! And for the Heat. The Panthers got down. What did they get down? 4-0 in that game or 3-0 in that game?
I think it was 3. Either way, it was just like both these games very early. You knew it wasn't going to go well.
They got it back to 4-3, and then they put it away in the third period. I didn't watch any of the game. I was at the Heat game, so missed it. I was watching the Heat just play the worst first quarter I've ever seen in my life.
Why? What are we doing here? It was 2 minutes left in the first quarter. I said, defensively, we're doing what we need to do. Yeah. Boston has 12
It was really
points.
Frustrating. It
we
was really frustrating.
7 points?
We just kept...
Dude, they looked like the lava out there. It was not good.
We could have used the lava.
Yeah,
we could have used the... We could have used...
What?
We could have used the lava. I think Bam said it best, though. I think the biggest issue... with the Miami Heat, and this is a technical term for them. By the way, let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The biggest issue far and away for the Miami Heat was they didn't bring that dog. And when you don't bring that dog, the Miami Heat aren't going to have a chance. You gotta outdog the Boston Celtics, okay? We know that they got the firepower. We know they got the healthier bodies. You can't let them outdog you. And that's what happened, Leroy. That's what happened.
Can I just say this? First of all, when you talk about a sporting event, please keep the reason why you didn't or didn't win closer to that sporting event.
What do you mean?
When you're down by 30 or 25, 30 the whole game.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that dog. Talk about them shots.
Well, yes.
You see what I'm saying? No.
If you don't bring that dog, you make it sound like
if we had played more like dogs, we'd make more shots. That's garbage.
No, I don't agree.
Want to hear that crap?
I don't agree.
Fine. Then you go ahead and use all the explanations other than scoring.
Well, the scoring was bad, but because they didn't bring
84 points, not because they weren't dogs.
I don't think we really brought that dog tonight, like we did in game two, where it was, you know, set the tone from the jump. And we didn't do that tonight. So, you know, obviously when you don't have that type of dog mentality, you know, you can get blown out by 20.
Got to bring the dog, dude.
Hold on. Dude, stop it with this nonsense.
What do you mean they're saying it? Why are you getting mad at me?
Look, the party was nice. The party
Hold
was
on.
Pumping.
Hold dude. On. Hold on. They scored 84 points.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a damn thing to do with dog.
I disagree.
No, it is. I disagree. That's actually exactly
They disagree.
What
and they disagree. The
Okay.
The
Bring the dog. Bring the big old dog. Not the little dog. Yeah. Bring the big dog and score 84 points again and see where that gets you.
Well, no. If you bring the little
dogs
dog.
Dogs don't score 84 points.
You can't bring like a Pomeranian, you know? Yeah. You know, you need to bring a dog with some bass in its bark. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because Caleb Martin said this yesterday after their film session. They watched that. He says, You can't pick and choose when you want to be a dog, okay? So, you can't. You either are or you are not.
I just think, again, like I said, it just kind of starts with the tone. I think you set a certain tone with physicality and ball pressure and shooting the ball with confidence, no hesitation. I think you do that from the very, very jump. That sets a tone, and people feel that. So if you can't, you know, you can't pick and choose when you're going to be a dog. If you're doing that, then you're probably not. Yeah, that's probably not you. You know what I mean? So we gotta be able to do that collectively as a team and have that type of feel and impact on them from the very jump.
Exactly, dude.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
What they say,
scored
dude?
Scored 84 points.
It's gonna be the Iditarod tonight, dude.
Wait, you scored 84 points and they scored 104.
Yeah, but it all started in the.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I tell you, for the rest of this series, the Boston Celtics will only score 104 points.
Mm-hmm.
You should win the series.
I agree.
So why are you telling me in this moment,
mm-hmm.
while still they're only scoring 104 points,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about the dog.
Because it was careless.
But you only scored 84
Well, because points. I understand what you're saying, but it was a turnover issue. Like, they gave up 24 points off turnover.
What does that have to do with being a dog?
You don't take care Nothing. Of the ball? No. Dogs take care of a ball, dude. Have you ever played fetch?
Oh, you have. You've seen it. Yep. You've seen it on the regular.
Yep. Ask Zeus if he'd ever give up the ball. Look Never.
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 Never. Right, Zeus? Where's he going?
Where's he going?
He's getting Zeus?
Zeus!
Oh, okay. He's going to
Zeus.
Come here, boy.
And if he doesn't respond, that's just another sign of resilience the Miami Heat need to put on
display. No, I'm asking. Zeus, come here.
Come here, Zeus.
Come here, bud. Come here.
This is great.
Nope.
Zeus is loose.
Here.
Zeus is loose.
Spo wasn't happy with their dog.
Hey.
Nope. Nope.
Look.
Nope.
Can't choose here. When you be a dog, dude. You heard Caleb.
Zeus.
It's not a dog buffet. You know, you're like, I want that. No, I don't want that.
Maybe.
You know.
He said nope. No, he's good.
If you're a hungry dog.
He wasn't having it. He's like, you ain't got a toy. I ain't having it.
Look, the party was nice. The party was pumping. Hey, everyone was having it all.
Hmm?
I get everybody wants an explanation and you want to hear something that makes you feel better, right? I am telling you right now.
Yeah.
If the Boston Celtics average 104 points for the rest of this series, you are supposed to win the series. Okay. But you scoring 84 points ain't got a damn thing to do with dog.
It was putrid.
Oh.
It was a rant.
That ain't got nothing to do with dog.
Rancid. Well,
stop making it about that.
Well, they're just saying though they didn't.
Because you want an explanation.
No, I know the explanation. I know the.
You can't win a game scoring 84 points
because you didn't bring that dog.
All right. Okay. Got it. You guys fall for it. I'm not falling for it. You can't win a game scoring 84 points. 84 points ain't got nothing to do with dog.
I feel like you're disagreeing, but like we're not disagreeing.
I'm disagreeing.
Huh. Well, how? I also
because you scored 84 points.
Big factor.
Yeah, and, you scored 84 points.
But I'm not doing an or. You know, like we're doing or and we're not disagreeing. Like yes, you got to score more, but you also got to bring that dog.
I love the way you do that.
We're not
you
disagreeing.
Fight me for the wait, Marcos. Yeah. Let me tell you what this dude does. For the first 15 minutes of this argument, he's fighting me. Oh, dude, you need dog. You need dog. Then at the end of it, you know what he says? You act like we're disagreeing.
We're not disagreeing. We're not disagreeing.
We're saying two different things. No.
Tell you what, we need this old dog, Kevin Love.
Rebunking the theory that you think they need more dog to score more than 84 points.
Oh, they do. They have to.
They need more offense.
But being a dog is not giving the team the basketball willy-nilly. You can't allow them to
okay. You still held them to 104 points.
We'll take a break. We'll talk some more Heat. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes eating it for you, 560 WQAM. Got a double playoff night here in South Florida. Heat, Celtics, game 4, Panthers, Lightning, game 5. In fact, you know, it's quenching my thirst, that Panthers game tonight. Because Cat Talk is always brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Augie Vans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. And get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello. I heard you guys were looking for that dog.
Oh, you brought that dog? You brought that dog? You brought that dog?
Really? I thought you said we needed a big dog.
Oh, listen, it's not
this is a big dog.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. Speaking of old dogs. Scared.
You don't believe that.
Oh, I believe it, dude. I believe it.
You just said we don't need Marcos. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Did this man just say we don't need no little dog?
He did say Pomeranians.
We're not worried about. We're not going to let anybody.
What kind of dog is that, J Fig?
He is a mixture of a Chihuahua and a fox.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Fox.
Ready?
Hyena.
What did a fox hook up with?
Hyena.
Man, foxes got on like that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All righty. What the hell is that sound?
What are you doing? That,
dude, can you like stop putting your liquid into the microphone?
This happens all the time.
Like, all the time.
He hates us.
I tried to do it lightly, but the last time I did it, I broke the tab off, and now I have a can of soda in the thing with no tab. I don't know how to open it.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
This is great.
Miami Heat tonight, 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center as the Heat is going to try and clean things up. They played a very, very sloppy game against Boston, throwing the ball all over the place. It was rough to watch. It definitely was a tough, especially the first half. I mean, disgusting
but
first half.
Can I just say this? That got nothing to do with dog.
Huh?
That got nothing to do with dog.
I disagree. You could call it dog. You call it whatever you want. But Eric Spoelstra was very much displeased because he felt like Boston was the more physical team against Miami. He felt like they were taking out their game.
I could agree with that because here's how series go, right? The loser of the most recent game has to make adjustments,
mm-hmm.
right? They made some adjustments. The Heat didn't come out like they thought Boston was going to bring some extra effort or what have you.
I got to be honest.
You see what I'm saying?
See, like, I'm so annoyed that they have not had a playoff performance for this home playoff crowd. Hasn't gotten to enjoy a win in five straight games in the playoffs. The white hot was out, Leroy. The t-shirts were out. They had a sick intro video. The flames were going. And you know what they even did for the Celtics as they were getting introed? They did the code red. They dimmed the lights.
And went, womp,
womp, womp, code red. And then that was about how much the Heat shot because it was just like every time they shot the ball, womp. Terrible.
Again.
Did the Heat lead the league in starting games down 15-2?
Yes.
It's not the fact that we're down. It's the fact that it's always, like you said, like 15 in a row before we're like, hey, let's play basketball.
It's infuriating.
It's now, worse. That portion of it, and here's the thing. When you play in series, right, the one thing you have to understand is the desperation of the team that just lost.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And you're going to get a response that's going to far and exceed what you got the last game.
Yeah, and you're going to have
You got
to
be ready for that. You can't come out and play the same type of game you played in the last game because that's not going to be good enough.
Flat-footed, dude. Flat-footed. Got to be up on your toes.
Nothing pisses me off more than hearing you say stuff like that. You know this too.
It's whenever he talks about the toes, right?
Here was Bam on the carelessness.
You're not helping, J-Fig!
Read the toes.
Earlier, and there was obviously a big gap in turnovers and points off turnovers. How much did the Celtics' ball pressure in full court bother you guys, and how important is this battleground in the series for you guys?
No, I just told you we got turnovers because we was careless with the basketball. I don't think it really had anything to do with their pressure. So, you know, to that question, like I said, if you watch the game, we had lackadaisical turnovers, you know, unforced turnovers for no reason. And I feel like that was the difference.
Thank you, Bam.
He really got annoyed by, see, here's what I hate about reporters. And I'm going to tell you right now. they think that they can ask a question using different words and get a different answer,
mm-hmm.
right? So it looks like they asked the question. But Bam called his ass out. Wait a minute. I just told you. Right?
I mean, I didn't like that one where Haywood Highsmith threw an out route to Jrue Holiday. That one was really annoying.
He had to get his toes in?
I was like, what are you doing, Haywood? Why?
Listen, they were extremely careless with the basketball. And I don't understand. Here's what I can't understand. A guy who watched that whole game,
mm-hmm.
right, and saw that carelessness, right? Why would he then ask the question, did it have anything to do with the pressure that...
It was interesting, though, because I do think it's two different things. I don't think Bam experienced that game the same way that maybe a Tyler did, because even Tyler said, yeah, they were being physical with me. You're not going to be physical with Bam. He's one of the most physical players in the league. You're not...
Right.
So
he doesn't... And there could also be this. There's certain things that go on in a basketball game Bam is going to find as normal and not as physical.
Right.
Right? So his response to the same things that happened to Tyler might be totally different. For example, Tyler's not used to having guys right up in his face, bumping him, doing all kinds of stuff, pulling on his jersey. Whereas Bam playing in the paint does. That's normal. That's called Tuesday.
Yeah, they need to. And look, there's a very clear thing with the South. They're trying to physically bother him, and I get it. Like, Tyler's the only guy on this team that, you know, can get off like that, especially from three. We saw that in game two with how electric that was. And so they're going to try and get him to speed up again and not be as patient and take stuff that's not there. But yeah, like the silliness and the sloppy, that can't be there. Because look, as me as the most ardent Heat fan, I'm not. Like, I know that team has more firepower. You can't go out there and then also give them 20 plus points.
Give them free.
That's you. Right. You have no hope.
Right.
But if you're gonna make this series, look, tonight's a big night. Tonight is. Do you make this a series or is this puppy over? Because you know the idea of this Heat team winning in seven and rattling off and having a 3-1 comeback with all they're dealing with already, unlikely. But if you win this one tonight,
what do you mean with all they're dealing with?
All the Heat we're dealing with no Jimmy, you know, Duncan Robinson's walking around with a back like, oh, come on, dude, don't say that. Like, look, I'm not making excuses, but that's true. Leroy. Okay, hold on. I'm not saying. Hold on.
No, you said, did you not say, you said Heat and six.
Hold on. I said Heat and six. That was my pick.
Okay. If you're going to say that.
Well, it literally can't be. It literally can't be Heat and six if they lose tonight. They go down 3-1. That's not how the series
No, goes. I understand that. But you understand what I'm saying. Even without Jimmy, even without the other two players and Terry and Dunks,
uh-huh.
right? You said it didn't matter. Heat and six.
Okay. That's not what I was getting at, though.
Then stop. I'm saying, if that's what you believe, stop giving me all these reasons as to why.
I don't understand. Let me get this straight.
Right.
If the Heat go down 3-1, which would already nuke my prediction, and me saying that plus already the circumstances of you don't have your guys making it more unlikely, why is that making an excuse? Isn't that true?
Because they didn't have their guys beforehand.
Isn't that true, though?
But they didn't Isn't have their guys true? Before, and that wasn't the reason why they
I didn't
win.
Say it was the reason. I just said, you're not, like, if you're already thin and you go down 3-1, the likelihood of them coming back from 3-1
Correct.
Is even more unlikely. That's not making excuses. Correct. That's the facts of life, dude.
Correct. But I'm saying, why wasn't this the reason before the series started?
Because I'm picking the Heat.
Oh.
I'm picking the Heat.
But
the facts are the facts. Like, when you go down 3-1.
Right! That's my point!
But if they go 2-2, we're sitting pretty.
We're at the catbird.
We're in the catbird seat.
Wait. Timbo.
Timbo, he's so caught up in the gotcha. He is.
No!
He
that's
is.
Not, no,
he is. You're
no.
On.
I'm not. It's not a gotcha at all.
It is.
Here's what I'm saying to you. Okay? You always find ways out of it, right? Meaning that you come in hot.
Mm-hmm.
You come in hot. Like, heat in six, heat in five. We're going to make it to the finals. If we get past this, we can do this, right? And I'm the guy that says, they're going to do that without three of their players? Doesn't matter. Culture, this, they know how to do it. And now...
Don't celebrate tomorrow, then.
You're bringing up the stuff that I had concerns.
Well, they've already done it, though. Well, they've already done it. They've already won the series. They can win the series. They can win this game tonight.
I'm not saying they can't. So I've never said they couldn't.
So what are you arguing?
Okay.
What do you think? Let me ask you this. What's more likely tonight, Leroy? If the Heat win tonight, is it more likely they win the series tonight if they win tonight or if they lose? If they what's
one, of course.
Of course. Over, right? But if they win, still alive?
You're still alive technically with 3-1.
Okay. Don't be cute.
I would just
be a grown up.
like wait a minute. You're asking me not to be cute.
Be a grown up.
When I'm just calling you out on all your cuteness.
Just be a grown up. You know, like
I'm calling you out on all your cuteness.
You know what? I still
don't care what we do.
You know what? I still have your address in my Amazon account. I'm gonna send you some tights. Some green tights, Peter Pan.
And you know what I'm going to send you? Some Depends.
Why? I won my bet.
Send them anyway.
I'm going to send them anyway.
Send them anyway.
I'm going to put you on a monthly subscription.
Don't celebrate we win tomorrow. Because you came with this attitude.
Wait.
Don't celebrate. Celebrate.
Here's the thing that I hate about
this. This is why everybody hurts.
As if though I'm not going to be happy if the Heat win.
Yeah, but you already, it's like you're already thrown in the towel. You know,
I'm not throwing in the
towel. You're already thrown in the towel.
No.
You've already thrown in the towel.
No, no, no.
Why don't you go put a shamrock on. Go hang out with Scalabrini.
Whoa.
That's what that means. Mm. Me, if I bring these things up, these issues up before the series, I'm a hater.
Those are fighting words.
Mm. Right.
Got no guts.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no guts. If I bring this up before the series, which I did, I have no guts. I'm not a Heat fan. I'm not this, right? And I can go stating out the facts of the series have nothing to do with whether I want the Heat to win or not. Right? All these issues that you're talking about as of right now were the same issues that this Heat team had before the series.
Not necessarily. I mean, like, you know, like, don't, like I think the one thing that's shocked me is just how, like, Kevin Love's been a non-factor in this series.
It's weird because before the series, we all talked about how Kevin Love could make somewhat of an impact either rebounding the ball or shooting a three and kind of – I looked at Kevin Love and their big as a wash. Right? Like they're two old guys. They can just, you know, play with one another, follow each other around or whatever, mm-hmm. and then let Bam eat in the paint. But that hasn't been what it is because Kevin Love has hardly played because it's been so up tempo that Spo has had to put guys in to keep up with them.
Yeah, he gave him 4 minutes last game.
Right.
Like, I wonder if he'll give him a little
bit more. So I look at it, Kevin was Horton, I look at them as a wash.
Him and right? Horford, yeah, but Horford's playing. Up. I mean, it's not really been a wash. I thought it would have been.
It hasn't been
because Kevin Love was giving you the best 15 minutes of your life, and they eat. They're getting just demolished when Bam's off the floor, like on the plus minus on this.
So
in
you,
the series.
Who do you go with? Because Nico's a perimeter guy mostly.
I don't know. I mean,
you got to go with K Love, right?
I mean,
at least here's what really. You know. Kevin Love can do. Kevin Love can rebound the ball, which is There's a lot of basketball I've watched over the weekend where the offensive team is getting seven extra chances.
If I see Peyton Pritchard get a rebound between two guys today, I might lose it. Intangibles.
I get.
Smithin's calling you McLeroy Horde Malley.
All right. I mean, that's fine. Wow. Let me tell you something.
Hmm?
If he's calling me that, you're not too familiar with that region of America. I'm like I said, the place is not too popular with the brothers, if you know what I mean.
We love Pritchard.
He's not one of us.
We love Pritchard and Cornette and Hauser.
What do you got? You are not familiar with that area of every play, even guys on Boston's team have a problem with it up there.
Jay,
no way I'm going to be Mick Leroy.
Jay Goddess says, hear me out. Orlando Robinson in spurts. I've heard you out. I'm out.
Wait, can I use that one against you?
Sure.
When you say hear me out, I sit back and I've heard you out. No.
Mix it up. Coming up next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we got your chance to see legendary metal band Megadeth.
Oh, Megadeth!
With Mudvayne.
Mudvayne.
And All That Remains.
All That Remains.
They're going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm this August. To enter, log on to WQM.com/contest. It's a Live Nation show. I need some Mudvayne when we come back.
1 o'clock hour. Started off with some Mudvayne.
Mudvayne, my Mudvayne.
There's vein, I got mud.
Mudvayne.
You heard of ice in your veins. This is mud. It's different. Eric Swolstra would love Mudvayne, dude. He loves it, dude.
He loves games in the mud.
The hell is wrong?
I love the. It's different.
This is different. This is totally different.
Let's go to the mixed bag here. Frog Boy, welcome back!
Woo!
The mixed bag not only brought to you by Mudvayne, but by Broward Health. Well into your future.
Whoa! Welcome back to me, says me.
I've got to say, Tobin has missed you.
You know
his
what?
Oh my god. I just saw what Mudvayne looks like.
Hmm?
Holy crap.
Do they look like they'd be called Mudvayne?
Yup.
I like that.
Hold on. Now I got to look.
I got to check this out, too. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Wow, Mudvayne.
Oh, look how they spell it, too.
Yeah.
They're
cute. My goodness.
Mudvayne.
They're so cute.
Yeah, this is Totes Adorbs, I believe is the correct way to pronounce this.
Hey.
Totes Adorbs.
Totes Adorbs.
Didn't they star in, was that Living Dead show?
The Walking Dead? Yeah, they look like
Walking Dead. Yeah,
these are definitely
pretty close.
They would scare them. If they walked on the set for The Walking Dead, they would scare all those people off.
I can't wait to come back with some Mudvayne. This is going to be good.
Make sure
it's possibly censored. Just saying.
Fair. I'm pretty sure it's just going to sound like...
No, because I'm looking at a picture and one of the guys has something on his forehead.
Yeah, profane.
Exactly. You're not...
Guys, yeah. I deal with Danny Green on a weekly. You think I'm not ready for a dumb ball?
Hey, he didn't disappoint when you weren't here either.
Love it.
Yep. What do you got today for the mixed bag?
You guys want to feel good? I want to feel. We got a lot of woes. We got Marlins woes. We got Heat woes. Let's feel good about something.
We got woes bombs.
Woes bombs. Woes nose. Apparently, cat nose as well. And cat, I mean Carl Anthony Towns knows what we've been privy to this entire time. Now, if you open up our... What's that thing that the Pirates used to have? Is that a...
Telescope?
No, I feel like telescopes are bigger. Can you... Whatever. On the telescope.
I think it is a telescope.
That's just a...
Spyglass?
Spyglass. I feel like Pirates use spyglasses. And our boy Tobin's has one pointed in the area of Minnesota for this specific player. Who Carl Anthony Towns anoints...
He's so good.
...as the face of the league.
He's not allowed to point.
He the face of the league. I've been saying that. He hate when I say it, but it's true. Like I said, future's so bright, I gotta put the sunglasses on most of the time when I'm walking around with him.
Anthony Edwards, face of the league.
He's good.
Did you see that dunk where he just ended up like 5 feet off the ground with like a little bunny hop?
It's crazy.
He flies.
KD got the hell out of the way.
Yeah, and it's you know, we've seen a lot of changing of the guard, if you will, and they are not doing it gracefully. I'll tell you what, they knocked out the Warriors. Now KD's on the way home. The Lakers are about to go down. It really is a changing of the guard.
Yep.
Someone else on their way home, potentially, could be making a pit stop. But according to Charles Barkley, it won't be at the spot we usually expect them to go to. Mr. Barkley says he's not even going to send the Pelicans to Cancun following their exit from the playoffs. This is what he had to say.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. They not even going. We not even gonna sit in the Cancun. We gonna sit in the Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So did I take a little?
Come on, they didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Oklahoma City.
Charles Barkley.
You know what's amazing? How Shaq just he know Chuck.
He's tickled.
He just sent him over. He just tee him up.
Where they gonna send him, Chuck?
apparently, though, word got back to Charles
Galveston's
Barkley.
Galveston's upset?
Yeah, but there's upset. A potential that Galveston could be
I believe
upset.
The Beehive's upset.
Indeed, Beyonce fans, you know, they're in the running with Taylor Swift fans in regards to how intense they can be with their love of their leader. So this is Charles Barkley's fake apology to try and save face.
I don't want the Beehive and Jay after Chuck. Those, I apologize. I do not want the Beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful. We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation? You
got a chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean.
You
got
to say, I would go to Galveston. Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river, walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? You know what sets him off.
There's no chill.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to
rather go, Chuck. San Antonio. You know, that's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Jack.
Why is it
secret? Because they're dealing with women down there. They can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there.
Still somehow we are going to transition from that to this.
You like no parts of Texas.
He doesn't, apparently.
Take it out of Texas.
Wait a minute.
He just trashed.
In an apology to Galveston. He trashed San Antonio.
And still went back.
He trashed the whole map, really.
That's good. Charles Barkley, he's good.
That's funny.
Like, wait, and he ain't got a body by Jake either. Like, that's not.
He was called the round mound of rebound.
Right?
And that was when he was in shape.
I do like the idea though of like not everybody gets to go to Cancun. Some if you don't show any pride in your series, you get sent to into some dirty water.
I mean, is there any I'm trying to think. Is that golf water in?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like that Jackson.
Cuz I remember when I was in Louisiana, every time I went to the golf, it was not like it's kind of dirty. It's just not that clear water we get on the East Coast.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
Not at all. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Got a little something here from the Miami Dolphins draft.
Ooh.
This is going to give you goosies if you are interested in Miami Dolphins football. The Dolphins picked up edge rusher Mohamed Kamara, with the 158th pick. That was the fifth round. And
is that Alvin Kamara related to Alvin Kamara?
I don't think so. Question.
There's not a whole bunch of Kamaras running around.
True, true, true. And the answer is not related to each other in any way.
All
right. That's strange. Maybe they don't know. Either way, Mo was upset that he dropped to the fifth round. This is what he had to say.
Man, to be honest, I'm very excited, but I also am very, very angry going the round that I did. That's just my personality. I knew I could have went higher and I wanted to go higher, but you know, the lovely team of Miami picked me up and I'm going to give them that burning desire. You know what I mean? I have a chip on my shoulder, so it just got even greater, you know. So everybody else, all 31 other teams, look out. because the way I'm about to play against these guys, you should have picked me before. You know what I mean? That's just the type of person I am. So, you know, respect to those guys, and you know, I'm grateful for Miami for picking me up, but I know what I'm going to bring to the field, and every other team has to see me.
Man, that is Goosies.
Here's what I would say.
I like that.
I don't know nothing about this young man, right? Mm-hmm. Control what you can control. You can be upset. You can say all those things.
You aren't raining on my parade, are you, Leroy?
Yes,
are...
I am.
Okay.
And you can mean exactly what you say.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But.
Because we'll wait and see then.
A-Chan is the running back. You might not get that opportunity.
That's not the. Like. That's not the running back. That was the linebacker.
That was the edge rusher there.
Oh, the no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mo Kamara is the edge rusher. They Jalen Wright is the one who
Jalen Wright going to be. He didn't say that. Okay, let me take that back.
Jalen Wright said on Twitter, similarly and more succinctly, they done effed up.
I like that. That's cool.
This guy Kamara.
Yeah,
he might. He's going to play a lot.
He might.
No, he is.
Especially early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He is. Like, I don't know what the hell you think with your medical degrees and all that.
What do you mean?
About how guys just going to bounce back from some severe injuries.
It is interesting because, you know, like.
It is interesting that now everybody's backtracking?
Well, here's this. So you have, like, Chubb and Phillips. You know how, like, they're best friends, right? Mm. But now I've learned that Kamara and Chop Robinson have already been working out before they even. And then they end up drafted on the same team together. So now you have. The old best friends now have to stave off the young lions.
No, it won't be that. It won't be like
Mo Chop. What do we call him? We need
it won't
a name.
Be like that.
Mo Choppers.
It won't be like that. The old guys will help the young guys out. Want to be as successful as possible.
Yeah, but you don't think that they'll be like, hey, here come the geezers.
They can't play. They can't do nothing about it.
Here come the rehab twins.
Grandpa's coming in.
What you guys got? You got Pilates today?
Oh, there goes Chubb.
You working in the pool?
Need help?
You think football is more sinister than, like, life? Like, what are you doing? No, nobody thinks like that.
Well, then I'm glad. Sounds like the Dolphins have four studs. And then old Shaq Barrett, too. You know, he could be a wily one.
Forgot about that.
You know, give us some Melvin Ingram weeks.
Oh. Is he available still?
No, he is not.
I'll always take 2 weeks from
Melvin
Ingram.
Can I just tell you?
Went back to that well.
Can I just tell you, there was nothing about when he was playing that led me to believe he was ready for the moment.
I mean, he did win AFC.
No. I'm talking about when they brought him
last year.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Not necessarily the best situation.
Great first stint.
I don't like how chummy he was with those Chiefs, though. I'm not going to lie.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming up after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.